Joining us now in studio is Honda Classic Executive Director Ken Kennerly. Ken, good morning to you. Happy Sunday.
Good morning, Russ. Good morning, Pat. How you guys doing?
Hey, Ken.
We're doing great, and we're doing even better because we've received huge news, an already stellar field for the 08 Honda Classic, which includes guys like seventh-ranked player in the world Justin Rose and three-time major champion Ernie Els and two-time U.S. Open winner Retief Goosen. Well, we also found out this week that the 12th-ranked player in the world, Sergio Garcia, will be teeing it up in the 2008 Honda Classic.
Absolutely. We're thrilled. You know, the commitment came across earlier this week, guys, and as I said on previous shows, we're going international. I mean, we're having a lot of fun with this. Palm Beach County is an international destination. Having Sergio play for the first time in Palm Beach County is fantastic. He's been down at Doral, obviously, in the Miami area, and for him to commit to PJ National, it just, again, shows us, our team, you know, what PGA Nationals is really like from a competitive standpoint.
Ken, I know the PGA Tour doesn't have appearance fee type thing, so how do you lure, or give me a little bit of the quote-unquote recruiting of a guy like Sergio. Does that come from your end, or does he just make it known that he'd like to play all of a sudden? How do you try to get him to play here, you know, whereas otherwise he might not?
Well, you know, we spend, as you know, 11 other months out on tour talking to these guys. And I think following the Honda last year, it was important for us to have a good showing. The players really paid attention. It started the week after the Pods Championship in Tampa. And, you know, I've seen Sergio several times out on tour. And, you know, you want him to know what's going on, and you want him to come in. You know, we're just thankful that he finally bid, if you will.
Honda Classic Executive Director Ken Kennerly joining us here in studio. Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic. So now, with the word that Sergio joining the field, six players in the world rankings in the top 20. Six of the top 20 in the world will be teeing it up in just about 2.5 weeks at PGA National on the Champion Course for the 08 Honda Classic. Ernie Els, number 4 in the world. Justin Rose, number 7 in the world. Sergio Garcia is ranked 12th. Angel Cabrera at 15, the defending U.S. Open champion. And then, of course, you got the incumbent Masters champion, Zach Johnson, at 16th in the world. And a former Honda Classic champion, Luke Donald, number 19 in the world. And not only that, but you got big names, not necessarily ranked that high in the world, but still in the top 50, like Boo Weekly and Retief Goosen.
Well, the names are getting better and better. And as we were chatting about at break, it's important. You know, these players are identified by the public. The world ranking, to a certain extent, is almost irrelevant. You know, we're looking for the name guys to come in and play, because that's really what drives the viewership on TV. I mean, you guys were talking in the last segment about, you know, the celebrities at the AT&T, and, you know, whether you believe in that or not, you know, it's driving the ratings. So it's important for us to get as many of these guys. And I'll also say, as you know, they don't have to commit until Friday before the tournament. So for them to commit early really shows us that they are truly committed to the Honda Classic and coming into Palm Beach County. And we also hope to get more, Russ, as you know. As match play plays out in 2 weeks' time, as guys get eliminated from that field early, we'll start to see. That's when Jim Furyk committed early last year and a couple other guys. So I think our field's going to continue to improve.
Do you have the sense that that's really the last factor now, how they do in that match play? Or is there anything out there? I mean, have you gotten feelers from some of the other named players that you'd like to get that are kind of on the fence right now, aside from the match play, that might determine whether they play or not?
We do. I saw Steve Stricker in Phoenix last week. I've talked to Jim Furyk's people. You know, these guys are sitting right on the fence. I think they're going to come our way, but again, I think they're going to see how they perform at match play. Because again, as you know, if they go all the way to Sunday, that final round is 36 holes of grueling golf. These guys are exhausted. Match play loses half the field on Wednesday, then another quarter of the field on Thursday. So by, you know, commitment deadline Friday night, I think there are only, what, 4 guys left in out in Tucson for match play. So I think we'll see some of these guys come our way.
So the 2008 Honda Classic field continues to get stronger and stronger week by week. Ernie Els, Justin Rose, Sergio Garcia, Zach Johnson, Angel Cabrera, Luke Donald, Boo Weekly, Retief Goosen, and then a lot of great local names, like guys like Jesper Parnevik, Camilo Vajegas, Dudley Hart, a South Floridian, and a Florida Gator. Olin Brown, I mean, this is going to be a fabulous. Chris DeMarco, another Florida Gator, Pat. I know that warms your heart.
It does.
And Steve Elkington, Justin Leonard, a former major champion. It's going to be a fabulous 2008 Honda Classic. Take a look at a guy like Justin Rose, 7th in the world. Last year in the 4 majors, he finished tied for 5th, tied for 10th, tied for 12th, tied for 12th. So an aggregate of 39. When you say 5th, 10th, 12th, 12th, when you add up the numbers, lower is better. He was 39. Only one guy in the world had a lower number, Tiger Woods.
Right, right. And Justin's a tremendous tremendous young player, too. We're going international. I mean, I think you will see. This tournament will continue to reach out to the international players. We are on our way to become a premier event on the PGA Tour.
Ken, there's some big news this week regarding the concert series for the Honda Classic.
Yeah, we're excited. Last week, we got a great commitment from Sun Country Airlines to sponsor our concert series. So it's now called the Sun Country Airlines Concert Series, which is fantastic. It's a new airline based out of Minneapolis. They do a Minneapolis Palm Beach run, Palm Beach, New York. They're going to start a Palm Beach Tucson run, and they do a lot of West Coast flying as well. So they came on board to commit to promote our concert series. And we've got a great lineup. On Thursday, we have Country, the Tom Jackson Band, is coming in Thursday night. On Friday, we have Boss Groove, which is a classic rock band. On Saturday, like last year, we have the Crazy Irishmen, the Lahinch Mob guys, coming in again with the fireworks on Saturday. And we have fireworks Friday as well. And Saturday, as you know, we also have the High School Musical for the young people around our community as well. And then on Sunday, Street Talk, which is really music for all generations. They're a fabulous band. So we can't be happier. We can't thank Sun Country Airlines enough. You know, their commitment to the charity really helps make this concert series work for us.
Yeah, I mean, the Honda Classic, the best part about it, we just talked about the golf aspect of it. And golf fans, it's a no-brainer for golf fans. But it also appeals to family as well. It appeals to the wife and the kids as well. Yeah, kids 15 and under admitted free every day. Kids 15 and under are admitted free every day. How often do you hear that? You go to a Marlins game, you go to a Dolphins game, you go to a Panthers game. Your kid, if your kid's 12, 13, 14 years old, you're going to have to buy him a ticket. You're not getting him in for free every day. And then they get their own kids zone sponsored by the Children's Hospital at St. Mary's on the 17th and 18th greens. If you have any thoughts that maybe going to the Honda will be tough because you got to bring the kids along and you have to keep an eye on them, don't worry, because there's plenty for your children to do.
You're absolutely right. Having the kids come in for free is one thing. But once they come in, as you guys know, we've got to keep them busy. We've got to keep them occupied. We've got to create things that they want to do. Watching golf is wonderful, but there are not many kids out there that are going to walk 18 holes of golf. So it's important for us to have so many different activities for them once they're on property.
Ken, and you know, the other question is, a lot of people will buy a ticket, and then you know they figure, oh, this just gets me in the door. What does just a basic ticket also get you when you go to the Honda?
Well, it starts right at the main entrance with our fan interactive area, our fun zone. As you walk past our main entrance through the Honda display area, you get on, obviously, all the chalets. As we talked about earlier, we have the FPL Pavilion and the FPL Village. It's important for these young people to understand at an early age what they can do to help protect the environment as well, what we can do to cut down on some of our costs. The High School Musical performance in the evening's great. The fireworks show on Friday and Saturday is fun. So, again, as we've said from the beginning, we need to create a large event. We're not just a golf tournament. We're in the entertainment business, and it's very, very important that as we reach down deep into our community and into the grassroots, that we get the families out there.
866, that is, 866-8-HONDA-8 is the phone number for ticket information. You can also visit thehondaclassic.com. The number is 866-8-HONDA-8. Or thehondaclassic.com. Honda Classic Executive Director Ken Kennerly joining us here in studio. Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic. And Ken, there's going to be an interesting subplot to the play on the course. There's going to be some other stuff on the course, but it's not going to be golfers or their caddies or scoreboards. It's going to be artwork.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, first time ever on the PGA Tour. It sounds crazy, but we're going to have a tremendous art exhibit out there. We have Kirill Jelyaskov, who's from Bulgaria, a wonderful young man. He was hand-selected by the country of Bulgaria when he was 8 years old and put into some of the finest art institutes in the world. And he's going to be out there, 128 of his canvases. The exhibit's called Orange Step. 128 canvases. They're 20 feet tall by 10 feet wide. These are canvases that will go outside. They'll be all over the golf course, obviously not in line of the players. This will be off course, obviously. But we can't be happier. This opens up a whole other dimension for us. You know, again, we're trying to target and we're trying to cater to people in our community, not just golfers. And again, I've got to say, this wouldn't happen without the generosity of wealth management of the Palm Beaches and, of course, the Grakitas Group, who very generously helped make this happen for us.
Ken, I know a lot of golf courses around here are experienced. We're under a water shortage, water crisis here. Is that affecting PGA National at all?
I don't believe so. I know they're living within the guidelines, I guess, that they're given. The course is in fantastic shape. The PGA Tour has been in here several times recently, and the course is actually going to be in better shape than it was last year. The rough's really coming in. We overseeded in early December, as you know, and it's going to be one heck of a test. A lot of guys last year, as you know, when they came to the Honda Classic, they couldn't believe the rough. They couldn't believe the quality of the golf course, as Johnny Miller said on TV. On the West Coast, there's no rough. I mean, we talk about, you know, AT&T, Pebble Beach, and some of these other great tournaments out there, but there's no rough. So it really, there's no premium on accuracy. So I think the better players in the world, they really enjoyed it last year because of the, you know, the challenge but fairness of the champion course.
866-8-HONDA-8 is the phone number for tickets. TheHondaClassic.com is the website. Again, that number is 866-8-HONDA-8 for Honda Classic tickets or TheHondaClassic.com. 2008 edition of the Honda Classic, the field continues to grow stronger and stronger every week. Sergio Garcia, the number 12 player in the world, the latest to commit to the 2008 Honda Classic. The field is a who's who of the world's best players. Robert Allenby, Angel Cabrera, Mark Calcavecchia, Chris DeMarco, Luke Donald, Steve Elkington, Ernie Els, Justin Leonard, Freddie Funk, Lucas Glover, Retief Goose, and Charlie Hoffman, J.B. Holmes, Jesper Parnevik, some local names, Camilla Vajegas, Kenny Perry, Justin Rose, Heath Slocum, Brant Snedeker, Sean O'Hare, Boo Weekly, and of course, defending Honda Classic champion Mark Wilson. It's going to be a fabulous tournament. And the tournament, yes, final round is Sunday, but there's going to be some golf on the champ at PGA National that Monday after the Honda, March 3rd. You're going to be able to play with celebrities like former Dolphins wide receiver Nat Moore and former Villanova head basketball coach and current head coach at Northwood, Rolly Massimino.
The celebrity shootout is new and unique because, you know, Rick Haro's company, Haro Sports Ventures, is sponsoring that fundraising. It is a fundraising. The money's going to Children's Healthcare Charity and also to the Melanoma Foundation in memory of Rick's father who passed away from melanoma. It's going to be a great time. Monday after the Honda, the course, the same pin placements. Obviously, we're going to play it up a little bit. Pat, as good a golfer as you are, you might want to go back, but we will play it up. But it's just fun to play a golf course literally less than 12 hours after the professionals finish up on Sunday evening.
That's what I asked Russ last time. Right. What are they going to do if there's a playoff?
There's a four-man playoff, I remember last year's Monday after the Honda was supposed to start at 8. There was a four-man playoff, and it started just after 12 noon. So the tee time, the shotgun start for the Monday after the Honda Classic Celebrity Shootout is 10 o'clock. However, if there's a playoff, we'll just move that time a little bit later. We'll get it in. You know, barring bad weather, which I don't expect bad weather. We hardly ever get bad weather the first week of March, knock on table. But we'll make it work. We'll get the golf in. It's the Honda Classic Celebrity Shootout presented by Haro Sports Ventures that Monday after the Honda Classic, Monday, March 3rd, shotgun start at 10 o'clock. All proceeds benefiting, of course, the Children's Healthcare Charity, Inc. That's the Honda Classic charity of choice. And the Richard David Kahn Melanoma Foundation. Of course, Rick Haro's father passing away from melanoma. Play with celebrities like former Dolphins wide receiver Nat Moore, former Villanova head basketball coach, current head coach at Northwood, Rolly Massimino. For information, you can call 561-799-4619. That's 561-799-4619 for the Honda Classic Celebrity Shootout Monday after the Honda. Of course, the number for tickets for the Honda Classic is 866-8-HONDA-8.
Guys, just quickly, on that Celebrity Shootout, you know, it's $750 per person. It's $3,000 for a foursome. It's very reasonable. To play the champ alone without anything is $350, as you know. We have that includes a ticket for Sunday out at the tournament. We're going to have a pairings party Sunday night. Of course, a great goodie bag. So, you know, the $750, frankly, is quite a deal.
And you can play with celebrities. Nat Moore, former wide receiver of the Dolphins. Rolly Massimino, former head coach of Villanova. Rick Haro, I know, he's received a verbal commitment from Joe Theismann, former quarterback for the Washington Redskins. These are some big names in the world of sports.
Oh, it's fun. It's just, again, another event around the Honda Classic. But I will say, and you guys have been great promoting us. We appreciate it. But the bear trap is running out fast, guys. That's the best seat in the house out there to sit right behind 16 and 17. So for those people that are interested, tickets are almost sold out.
Listen, we can do our part in promoting the tournament, but the best way to promote the tournament, Sergio Garcia, Justin Rose, Ernie Els, Retief Goosen, Luke Donald. All right, that's the best way to promote the tournament. Sergio, Ernie, Retief, these guys are one name. These guys are one name guys, Pat.
Yeah, basically you can come out and see the President's Cup and Ryder Cup players play over here in the U.S.
All right, Ken Kennerly, he's the executive director of the Honda Classic. Just 15 days away. 15 days away from the start of Honda Week and just 18 days away from round number one, Thursday, February 28th. It's coming up, Ken.
It's looking great out there, guys. Wait till you see what we've done out at the Bear Trap and the Heineken Light Bear Trap itself. It's unbelievable.
866-8-HONDA-8 or thehondaclassic.com for tickets and information. Ken, thanks for joining us yet again for another Sunday in the studio. And you brought your son Charlie and his friend. I'm very happy to see Charlie decked out in the Florida Gator paraphernalia, baby.
We'll have to talk about that, Ken, after the show.
There you go, Colin.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
We'll take it out to the sounds of the Florida Gator fight song. Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr., this is Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic.